This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Monday is upon us again, beginning of another week of trials and tribulation, or wonders and joy. Let's pick the wonders and joy, shall we? It's the 13th of May, not unlucky. 13, I hope it isn't about 13. You notice how in planes now they have a row 13. Newer buildings, they have the 13th floor. They don't have that. It used to be the old days. We wouldn't have a 13 anything because people were afraid. Ooh, 13's going to get you. Now, nothing more or less is going to get you than what's going to get you. Whatever's going to get you is going to get you. It's the DJV program. Jennifer Horn here to communicate. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. No gimmicks here. A lot of programs have all kinds of gimmicks and noise and laughter, soundtracks, sound effects. What's the point? All that stuff. Does it make it more enjoyable? I find it much more interesting. Maybe I've built this. Maybe this is not the admission to make here. I've built this radio program for me. And the people that I have on the program with me are people that I like, people that have interesting stories to tell, interesting life experiences. So what do I need to gimmick it all up for? You've got people who are sincere and honest and have feelings about things. Feelings are much more, for me anyway. Listen, cup of tea for everybody. Maybe not your cup of tea, maybe it is your cup of tea. You're listening, so it is your cup of tea, I'm guessing. And you're waiting with bated breath for Jennifer to bring us around to a big focus on some big deal. All right, Jennifer, your turn.
All right. Well, a little bit of fun with politics, if we consume this sort of lightly. Alyssa Milano, who is one of the most outspoken celebrity critics of the president. She's also one of the staunchest supporters of abortion and women's rights, is calling on women everywhere to abstain from sex. I don't know if you saw this, but This came as the Georgia governor, Brian Kemp, signed into law the controversial heartbeat bill, which outlaws abortion after ultrasounds can detect an unborn child's heartbeat. And many other states are considering these life-protecting bills. So Alyssa Milano took to Twitter this past Friday. She said, "Our reproductive rights are being erased. Until women have legal control over their own bodies, we just cannot risk pregnancy. Join me by not having sex until we get bodily autonomy back. I'm calling for a sex strike. Pass it on." Now.
Does she not know about birth control?
No, I think she does, but I think she's trying to make a point about abortion, and so she's trying to call for a movement. But apparently, a lot of people took issue with this.
Offense.
A couple, right. Well, yeah. Not issue, but had some fun with it. And so a couple of conservative guys said, well, the only dudes affected by the sex strike are the pro-abortion guys who are already on the pro-abortion side. Why would you penalize them? So basically he's saying anybody who actually pays attention to this is probably already on her side. Yeah, those are the ones that are getting hurt. So a lot of conservatives also said, finally, progressives embracing the pro-life message, don't want to get pregnant, don't have sex. So she actually ended up taking down a lot of this stuff. I think her call for a sex strike was pretty short-lived, but that was her plan to show her support against these life-protecting bills like the heartbeat bill.
Let me ask you something.
Which are illegal, but they keep popping up, and they keep getting stricken down.
Yeah,
so,
they keep getting knocked
I don't know why they, yeah. It's probably going to go all the way up to the Supreme Court again.
Can we take a practical approach to this for a minute, please? This is enlightening, hopefully. I know I'm going to find it enlightening, because when I want to find out something, get enlightened, I ask the three of you for a perspective on this. Not setting aside my own thoughts about abortion, because I don't have my daughter and I've had a lot of serious conversations with abortion about most of the women I've been with, and certainly my daughter, whose opinion I respect. After all, she gleaned a lot of her ideas from her old man. And when we get into a discussion and Megan and I disagree on something, she says, "Dad, remember, you told me to think for myself." And so there it is. Because Megan is very strident with a lot of her opinions. And that's why she makes a good college professor. That's why she makes a good daughter and a good mother. She thinks about things. And I could wish that on all of you, that you would have children and maybe not even show you thinking things through, not just knee-jerk reactions to stuff, but actually thinking it through. And so I've thought a lot about the abortion thing. And over the years, I don't know that I've really changed my mind much. I don't see it. The problem is, when does life begin? That's an issue that gets mired in a lot of other emotional things. Do I agree with women who would say, and men, that it's a woman's body and she needs to make her own decisions? No, I agree with that. I think you just educate or counsel people and give them options and alternatives and say, okay, how about if you look at it this way and look at it that way, and I know what I'd do if I were in that situation to try to get the person who was carrying the baby to carry it to term and put it up for adoption. Okay, so that's one alternative. The way that this discussion takes place, the graphic nature of it, and the horror of thinking about what would happen to a baby at a, you know, when the baby is brought along pretty much to term, I don't really know what to do with this because it is, it's not my body, but yet it just seems cruel. Is that the right word? It seems awful to, unless there's some good reason for taking the life of the baby. So, I mean, we all know how many people are born, babies are born prematurely, sometimes it's 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, and they survive. Am I being too heavy-handed here, or is there something that would make, I don't want people to feel guilty, I don't know why somebody would make a decision to have an abortion at that late in the term, I guess.
Well,
my question.
I mean, are you talking about it 6 weeks?
No, or, I'm talking about it 6 months, 7 months, 8 months.
Well, I mean, most people are not deciding that. If they do, it's because
Well, isn't that what this law is all about?
No,
isn't
it's
that
not.
What the,
no,
aim
no, 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 it's much, much earlier than
this
that.
This is six weeks. About 6 weeks.
Where before people even know that they're pregnant a lot of the time. Or
they just
found out. But I guess
what Doug's talking about, though, I think, well, Doug, I think you have a reason to be thinking along those lines because we heard the Virginia governor come out and say that a woman can have a baby. It can be sitting on the table and she can go, don't want it, and they can actually end the life of a child who's already been born. So there is a slippery slope of issues that come from abortion law.
But I will say,
I don't know who supports that, but not.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that, and like when we're saying pro-abortion, I don't know anyone who is pro-abortion. I don't know anyone who wants to have abortions. I know people who have had them because different circumstances. And, you know, a lack of education or gynecologist who wouldn't provide them with birth control because they felt that they were too young and they put their own personal opinion in it.
Wrong, too. Oh,
yeah, and God. So there are so many factors that go into it. And I think people who are having abortions in quotes at 6 months, I mean, I've read so many stories of women who, you know, are working with their doctors and find out that their child is going to be so disfigured or they don't have a heart that's formed.
That's another. Right.
They
that's
don't have
another
eyes
point
or
on
a brain.
This.
And
yeah,
so the baby
right.
is born early. And then they have to decide at that point, they hold the baby in their arms for a few minutes and they watch as it dies or they decide to, you know, put it out of its misery because it's going to be in so much pain. So I don't think you can tell from my voice, this is not a decision that people make lightly or for fun.
Right.
It's a decision
I'm not suggesting that it's made lightly
or
for fun.
It's a thing that people suggest. And
well, some people do.
Well,
you're not hearing that suggestion
sometimes,
here.
Look, I think it's a complicated issue. And I think sometimes people do use abortion as birth control. And I think that's wrong. Because I don't believe that a woman, when she has a five-year-old, drowns her in the bathtub because she doesn't want her anymore, that woman should be in jail for murder. But I also understand that there are a lot of extenuating circumstances that impact this. It doesn't make it the easiest issue. But that's why I think something as silly as doing a sex strike online doesn't necessarily make the conversation at the seriousness that we have it. Absolutely.
It trivializes it. Yeah. It's not to be taken lightly or trivialized in any way, shape, or form. But the fact that there are brothers, I hear Kara and emotion in her voice from whatever experience. It is something that when you understand what you're committing your life to, or more maybe importantly, what the baby's life is, if there's something wrong with the baby, and then you wonder, okay, first people take religion into account. Why would God allow this to be created? Okay, so that's one thing to deal with. But the reality is, as a human being, you look at this child who's not going to have a real life, and you wonder why it's being brought in, and then hopefully not in a selfish way, with some good counseling, you decide, if you know those things, that you don't want to commit that person, that young person, to a life of horror. That's a very personal, decision to make. If you think,
well, that's
you
what it should
stripes,
be, personal.
It should
and that's
be,
what
right.
that's what bugs yeah. me about all these,
laws,
you know, these men. They're all written
laws.
By men, and yeah. this is a woman's issue, and this should be. I am not pro-abortion, but I think every single woman has the right to make whatever decision is best for her. And if it means that if you get pregnant, then you don't believe in abortion and you want to take it to full term, that's perfect. That's your decision. That's
yeah,
how it should be.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think the government still, regardless of whether it's men or women, the government has a right to protect life, and so I do think there has to be some
cost?
Limitations. Well, should it be legal for a mother to say my 5-year-old is making my life hard? I can kill it.
God, of course not.
Right.
No, not
so that's what makes
about,
the argument hard.
If you find out when the baby is coming along and 4 or 5 months in, you know it's got brain disorder, or it's going to be born without something that will make the life functional, or it's just going to have a horrible, like, live as a blob. Why would you want to bring that child into the world?
My friend dealt with that last year, and she was 6 months pregnant, and the doctor said, look, there is a slim to no chance that this baby is going to have any brain waves or anything, and she had to make a very difficult decision, and she actually carried it to full term, and it was stillborn, and it was even probably, she regrets that decision, because it was even more devastating than if they had done an abortion when it was, you know, 5 months along or 6 months along.
I think you capped it well, for the most part, all these decisions are personal decisions based
between
on
the woman
education,
and her partner, or
and what do you have? What indications do you have? What information do you have? What education have you had to learn about what the ramifications of this are? Sadly, not everybody is as well educated as they might be about all of this. 18 after the hour, time for us to focus on something that is a part of our everyday life. And that is getting a good night's rest. You'll be excited to hear that Mike Lindell and his crew at MyPillow have an overstock of standard and queen size MyPillows. So would you like to take advantage of that circumstance by going to MyPillow.com and getting the pillows for 60% off? Use the DJV code. Yep. Overstock of pillows. Let's make quick work of this, because you need to have a good night's rest. And what better way to do it than to take advantage of the special deal right now? Go to MyPillow.com, order the pillows, the sheets, the mattress covers, everything and anything you want for a good night's rest. And if you spend more than $200, they'll be happy to finance it for you. That's right. Financing is available. Free shipping is available. Discounts galore available. Check it all out at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Get all of your sleeping needs today and every day at MyPillow.com. Get the best deals by using the promo code DJV.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, well, we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things dissipate. You're making me feel maybe I am somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah.
Music time, 26.
No, wait a minute, 24. Past the hour.
You can take me anywhere.
So we have, on occasion, paid tribute or made note, take a note of Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber's friendship. They have teamed up, as I think we predicted last week. Didn't we talk about the two of them collaborating last week?
They teased it, yep.
Yeah. So now the new song that Sheeran has out, called I Don't Care, highlights the two of them. And apparently they've worked together before. They go back to Bieber's hit Love Yourself in 2015. They were on that. This single is Sheeran's first new music since his album in 2017 called Divide. And then Bieber's last album was Heaven's, what, 4 years ago with 2015's Purpose?
Mm-hmm.
Bieber recently made a surprise appearance during Ariana Grande's Coachella set on April 21st, where he teased a new album would be coming from him pretty quickly, soon. Let's listen to this a little bit. Kara, tell us what we need to be paying attention to here.
I don't know. I like it. I think it's just going to be a chill summer song. It's kind of fun, kind of upbeat. I'm sure you'll hear it on the radio a ton. They'll probably do some remixes that, you know, play in, like, bars and clubs and stuff. But, yeah, I think it's fun. It's a little, like, reggae Caribbean-type feel to me. Yeah, I like it.
You like Sheeran a lot more than you do Bieber, though, right, as far as talent is concerned?
Yeah, I mean, well, actually, as far as personality, I feel like that's one of the reasons why I like Ed Sheeran more. I think
right. They're
pretty on par in terms of talent. I don't know, Justin Bieber's last album, I didn't really care about his stuff before, but his last album was really, really good. It was one of my favorite albums of 2015, so I'm kind of excited to see his new stuff.
All right, so there you go. Speaking of exciting, wowie zowie, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, this is the moment you've been waiting for. The Spice Girls are re-releasing their greatest hits as they get ready for their reunion tour. The girls announcing that their hit compilation, Spice Girls, The Greatest Hits, will be released on the 31st of this month. Also issuing a 15-track compilation for the first time on a limited edition picture disc vinyl. Only 2,500 copies of that will be available. So will it be worth? It's available. You buy it now for $32. But what will it be worth on the remarket?
I don't know. If they're only selling 2,500 copies, the Spice Girls are still very popular all around the world, so...
What would you pay for one of these?
I don't have a record player, so I don't own vinyl. I only have digital.
Carrie, you have a record player?
I do not. I have a CD player still, but no record player. I have to go home to my dad's house and play it there.
There you go. I've got a couple of them, actually, now that I think about it. An old one and a newer one. They'll play this. It's just fun to see the record sometimes. This collection, which, by the way, was first issued in 2007, features nine number one hits, including Wannabe, Two Become One, Spice Up Your Life, and Viva Forever. So who's going to be involved? Mel B, Mel C, Emma Button, Jerry Halliwell, offering a sneak peek for fans at some of their rehearsals as they get ready for the stadium tour. Victoria is not going. She's too busy taking care of her angry husband.
Who can't drive for six months.
She has to drive
him
around.
That's what she's doing. She's driving him.
She's driving around.
Driving Miss Daisy for the next 6 months.
Yeah, right. Driving Mr. David. So that's the upcoming story on the Spice Girls here on the Spicy DJV program, 28 past the hour.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A token and toner of our appreciation.
May is Customer Appreciation Month at Staples.
Right now, you can earn 15% back in rewards when you purchase $75 of ink or $200 of toner.
That's no small token.
Just our way of saying thanks.
You're welcome.
Not to you.
Oh, right.
15% back in rewards on ink and toner. Now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
And 5/18/19. In store only. Visit staples.com/15andrewards for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee received as discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As many states are going in the other direction, the Rhode Island Senate Judiciary Committee today is scheduled to vote on bills that would keep abortion legal in Rhode Island. The matching House and Senate legislation would protect a woman's right to have the procedure regardless of future decisions made by the U.S. Supreme Court regarding Roe v. Wade. That state's House already passing its version of the bill in March. In Savannah, Georgia, a cop shot Saturday night responding to a robbery has died. Authorities say the suspect opened fire on two officers and Sergeant Kelvin Ansari died at a hospital. The other officer treated and released. The suspect was eventually shot and killed by another nearby officer. Today, a huge funeral is scheduled in the city of Biloxi, Mississippi, to honor a veteran cop who was killed earlier this month. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. and the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring is prime home buying season, so if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock a low rate, which can save you money every month on your new mortgage. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Don't just listen live, take us home. Find our podcast at djvshow.com or search for the DJV Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
Now 34 after the hour here on the DJV program. Let's see, what do we have? Tuesday? No, what is today? Monday.
Right? Monday?
Yes, it's amazing how time flies when you're having fun. DJV participants include Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Victoria, what do you have for us?
Well, we've got some graduation updates, and the first new graduate, congratulations to the Patriots star receiver, Julian Edelman. He, of course, won the MVP in last year's Super Bowl, and on Saturday, he and his parents were there as he graduated from Kent State University in Ohio, 13 years after he began his college education. He posted on Instagram, he said, "I believe it's important to finish what you start," and he said that, "I am completing what I began back in 06," and he said, said, it's important to me to make my parents proud and fulfill a promise that I made to them that I would one day be a college graduate. Now, Julian Edelman also has a young daughter, and so he said that's another part of why he wanted to finish his get his degree is because he wanted to set a good example for his daughter. And he said, so when they talk about the importance of a college degree someday, that he can actually show her that even though it took him a lot longer to get it than most people, that it's still very much worth it. And of course, underneath underneath his post, there's always a Tom Brady. There's always a Tom Brady comment with these two. It's very funny. They really are close. They get along really well. So Tom wrote, quote, whoever thought that it could take 14 years to graduate with a bunch of question marks. And so some of his other teammates took a shot at him as well, saying when he congratulated his fellow graduates, they said, by the way, all those kids were in elementary school when you started in college. So it's his teammates had a lot of fun with that. And so he was actually selected by the Patriots in the 2009 draft, which is why he left college early. In other graduation news, this is a news story that I really had no idea was happening. Michael Jackson's oldest son, Prince Jackson, he graduated on Saturday at Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles. He has now a bachelor's degree in business administration, and he was there with the whole Jackson family. They were all cheering him on. TJ Jackson, I'm not sure who he is the son of, but he is a cousin. He has actually been Prince's guardian after Michael Jackson died.
I think it's Tito's son.
And so Prince Jackson was only 12 when Michael died 10 years ago, and so TJ Jackson became his legal guardian. And so congratulations to him, and apparently the whole Jackson family is very happy that he decided to go through the college route, which would be kind of unexpected in a performance family, but it's good.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that is expected or unexpected, I'm in touch with somebody I know, a fellow who does a lot of work on my equipment and has a garage, a truck garage and heavy equipment garage, and he's the second generation. His son is 20, and he appears to be the third generation. And so there is a lot of focus, and it's appropriate for the most part, in people graduating and going on to other things, as long as they have other things to go on to. One of the big problems I remember is trustee, my alma mater, back in the things we used to deal with 10 years ago, 20 years ago, was the number of people who got out of Heidelberg and didn't have a job. What good is an education if you can't go get a job? And then there became a focus on more specific things to help you be better trained or prepared in certain areas so you can get a job. But I don't want to throw cold water on the story, Victoria, but I think once again, we don't pay enough attention or congratulate those who have gone to a trade school, who have learned something that they can use to make a good living. And I use the example of this young fella who's 20 years old now. He went to the local vocational technical school. And then each year his father has insisted, because he asked his father if he could come into the business. And his father said, yes, but you must go for training. And it's not going to be me who teaches you. You can learn a lot from me, and I can learn a lot from you. But I want you to go to school every year. There are 2-week courses, sometimes 3-week courses, in particular types truck repair, diesel, certainly nuances, different kinds of trucks, that sort of thing. So he's gone to school every year to update his knowledge of very specific things that would serve the company well because it's dealing in a very specific market. But I tell you the story because I think it's a very good and very relative story as to what to expect. This is a young fellow who's very smart. Man, is he smart. He's smarter than his father is. I had a truck that had a real serious problem, and I brought it over there, and that's what made me thinking about this. This kid figured it out on his own. There was an electrical system in a very... trucks had this problem for 10 years. Nobody was able to figure it out. And this kid, because he went to school, learned, and it was something that they taught him in school. This particular problem is something they addressed in school. So look at how valuable his service is. Look at how valuable that education is as a tool for him, wherever he goes, as a service to people I've had a horrible struggle trying to figure out what was wrong with this truck, and I almost got rid of it a couple of times because nobody could figure it out, and this kid figured it out. So I just think that we, you know, it's good. Graduation stories are all around. They abound at this time of year. That's fabulous, but let's not forget those people.
Well, you graduate from technical school, too, so it's still a graduation.
Yeah, right. Right, just that this kid makes a good example of how, and they, you know, they get good, the pay is good in this field. Very good. And having your own business, so it's neat. I'm pleased and proud of this kid and others who have gone through it. Yeah, there's reason to be happy about lots of people getting out of school. Good story about the football player, whether he needs it or he doesn't need it to play football, not the point. What do you do after you play football? What do you do after? You know, there are certain things that only you can do for so long, and then you better figure out what you're going to do with the rest of your life. And I think that's where these things come in sometimes. Very good. If you're getting trained in how to do people's taxes and you're looking for a job, perhaps you ought not to go work for H&R Block. Remember Johnny Carson used to call them H&R Goniff. Well, they have been accused, as has Intuit been accused, of defrauding low-income taxpayers. So they're going to court. TurboTax as well. Lawsuits have been filed against all of these companies by the L.A. city attorney, Mike Feuer, who says that they all have, quote, defrauded the lowest earning 70% of American taxpayers by discouraging them from using free tax filing services. This is going to be a stretch because it's a free marketplace. You make your own decisions. But it's interesting that they want to take a shot here. Under the IRS free file program, people who earn less than $66,000 a year are eligible to file their taxes free using these commercial services. H&R Block and Intuit and some of these others, there are 12 lawsuits, it seems. And they actually started, they partnered with the IRS to provide the free service. But in the documents that were in court last week, the attorney says that these big companies deliberately made it difficult for their consumers to find free file services. The LA
that is true, because I've paid H&R Block specifically. I've used their software in the past, and it gets very overwhelming, and then you end up just upgrading for $30 or whatever it is more to get
they're up-selling you a little bit. Yeah,
but
it is
a racket. It really is.
Yeah. Yep.
Kara, well, I think I had the same thing happen, too. We both have talked about that. It's not really free, even though it should be.
Well, yeah, there's not really anyone you can talk to about it. So, I had the issue. I have an HSA.
Right, they won't help you.
Yeah, and so you can't fill out the free software if you have a health savings account through work. And so even though I hadn't used the HSA and wanted to talk to someone about it, and then there's a little chat box on the side that says, ask us about this. But when you click on that, then you have to pay $36 to talk to them about it.
So there's something to be said for the suit, then, it sounds like. Yeah. 43 past the hour. Something to be said for having good meals at home. If you can't take another day of unhealthy fast food, you'll be happy to hear about Martha Stewart and Martha and Marley Spoon sending fresh ingredients right to your door if you sign up now for the three free meals that they offer to get started with the program. Got lots of different dishes and recipes to choose from. Menus have a large variety. And they claim that every one of the recipes can be fixed in less than 30 minutes. So you want to be part of this free taste test. You get the three free meals. Say it again, Doug. The three free meals. Text FORK to 246-810. That's texting FORK to 246-810. It'll get you the great food sent straight to your door. Try it and see if you don't like it and sign up for the program. FORK. You text FORK for the three meals to 246-810. Right now, I want you to think about something else for a minute. The problem of endometriosis, which affects 176 million women around the world, regardless of their ethnic and social background. It's National Women's Health Week, and a really good time to learn all the facts.
Did you know that endometriosis affects 1 in 10 women and girls in America? I'm Senator Nancy Todd from Colorado and board chair of Women in Government. Endometriosis is a chronic disease that causes severe pain during and between periods. Sadly, women can suffer up to 6 to 10 years before being diagnosed, and up to one half of women with endometriosis have difficulty getting pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you're suffering from pelvic pain that interferes with your life. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Oh my gut! We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Are you constantly waking up having to fix your sheets because your fitted sheet is so unfitted? Do your sheets keep you hot at night? I've been there. You've been there. We've all been there. But not anymore. Not thanks to my MyPillow Giza cotton sheets. I'm getting a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix my sheets. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton, called Giza. Grown only in a small area near the Mediterranean Sea, it's cotton super smooth and breathable, extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any bed, and just like those MyPillows we love so much, our Giza sheets are 100% machine washable, dryable cotton, super duper. Go to MyPillow.com, order your Giza sheets today, get 30% off and free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. That's right, free shipping at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Anybody surprised at how the Democrats are eating their young? All these rivals are chewing away at each other, and it makes you wonder, it kind of makes a mockery of all of the unity that they'll feel or profess when all of this is done, when you listen to the shots that Bernie Sanders has taken at Joe Biden and women, each other, various women running for president. It just seems, my observation, making an observation, it just, it's
well,
so,
I think it's annoying being a Democrat.
It is annoying.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, obviously kind of a similar thing happened with Republicans in the last election.
Yeah.
But I at least felt like a lot of people really did have different opinions from each other. And now I feel like most of the Democrats who are running, their opinions are not that different from each other. And so the fact that they're throwing each other under the bus, it just, I don't understand what outcomes they're trying to get.
It shows you what nonsense politics is. That's basically what it is, Kara. Yeah, down to it. We were in the last half hour talking about the sex holiday that had been suggested by, I forget who it was that suggested it.
A sex holiday?
Remember not?
Oh, you mean the boycott? No.
Yeah,
Alyssa Milano had,
that
was her stunt of, you know, everyone just go on a sex
strike.
For women, yeah.
There's a new study of sexual activity showing a decline among couples over a 20-year period. The pace of modern life may be to blame. Sex lives of 34,000 men and women from the ages, from teenager until the 40s, analyzed during the study. The share of people reporting no sex in the past month spiked from 23% to 29% for women and 26% to 29% for men in these surveys. Declines in sex frequency were largest among those living together or married and those over 25. This is an interesting revelation, isn't it? Food for thought from the DJVers at 10 before the hour.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let's make quick work of this, the theme from Psycho, and here with our daily Psycho report is Chuck Curry, our movie man. What in the world are we playing the theme from Psycho for?
Come on. Because we weren't on the air yesterday, and that's my post-Mother's Day salute, because nobody was better than to their mother than Norman Bates, right?
Of course, right, exactly. Yep, perfect. All right, so let's take a look at the weekend box office, told us what's coming up. I think I want to spend a minute at least talking about my experience seeing the Avengers, because I am not a fan of all of the stuff, because mostly movie fight scenes are stupid and all these nonsensical monsters. And so the beginning, I think you said when you first reviewed it 3-4 weeks ago that you liked it because the stories developed the characters. And I agree right. with you. I didn't know, I mean, I remember Scarlett Johansson's character, certainly knew Downey's character, and then Captain America. And for me, they were, plus I like Brie Larson in the most recent one. So those four characters were the reason that I wanted to kind of go and see the movie. At the end, I was dissatisfied because the three mainstays are dead or gone. And then the movie, the fights are that same stupid, all those ridiculous machines and things that come from outer space, whatever the hell they are. and Brolin's character completely unlikable. So, you know, at the end, I found it dissatisfying, but I didn't pay attention to the fact that it was almost 3 hours long, because I liked the first part of it, frankly. I thought it was nice to see some of the other characters kind of getting along together, and I really loved the scene from the paid attention to Guardians of the Galaxy with Chris Pratt dancing to
yeah,
that was just a cute light touch that is, but there was a piece in there for everybody who's seen any or all of those movies, that's for sure. And
true.
So is it worth
so is this your idea of giving it a rave review?
No, I didn't say I was. I didn't. No, it's not a rave review because I don't feel that it was to be rave. I liked the beginning of it. I understood what you said about the characters being developed. I found the characters, all the good guys, are likable. Play likable characters. Thor, I don't know why they did what they did with him, but you know, whatever. That's Hemsworth's character. But you know, the rest of it, it was nice to see Rene Russo, and I mean, there were just a lot of big stars. They were sprinkled through it. I thought it was interesting. You said something also about how they were able to take, like, Michael Douglas, who obviously, whatever they used in there of him was from a movie from 30 years ago, or a TV show.
They do that on a computer. It's what they call the de-aging process. They take a Michael Douglas who is now, what is he, in his upper 60s, 70, and make him look 70. Like he's 30, you know, 25, 30.
Yeah, they made him look like when he was on the streets of San Francisco.
Actually.
Yeah,
right, exactly.
Yeah,
that was a homage, I think, to streets of... San Francisco. Well, let me ask you a question. How many people in the audience did you tour with?
Theater was full.
Full. Now, when they cheered, did they cheer and laugh? And
at the end, they cheered.
Yeah.
At the end, they cheered. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did.
Did that not move you?
No, but I did stay for all the credits because I wanted to see how, in what order they put the stars. I wanted to see who they ranked sort of at the lower end of the totem pole and the upper end of the totem pole. And
I do have a question that I don't know the answer to. In the last sequence, in the last 5 minutes in the film, when they basically have every single character in the Marvel Universe in the film, in that
at
one
the
scene, did these actors really show up to set, or was that done via computer, like a CGI effect? I don't know the answer. I'd like to know the answer to that question myself. I think it was the computer. I don't think Michael Douglas and Michelle Pfeiffer showed up on set. I think they used a computer to recreate their image. That's what I think. But it's a beautiful scene,
the other
though.
Side
and
it
actually
might be a homecoming
powerful
thing for all of them that have participated in all those movies, though.
Right.
Could be that. All right, what do we have for box office shows? It's still running at as many times, three theaters every hour, and at least the local complex here. What's the story around the country?
Well, it did number one again for the third straight weekend, Avengers Endgame, $63 million in weekend number three, 57% drop off week to week, which is a tremendous hole for that type of movie, which has made so much money. $724 million here domestically. Pokemon, Detective Pikachu, a very good opening, $58 million, voiced by Ryan Reynolds. The Hustle with Anne Hathaway and Rebel Wilson, third, 13.5. The Intruder, Dennis Quaid, plays fourth, and The Long Shot with Seth Rogen and Charlize Theron round out the top five, Doug.
Yeah, I want to see that. All right, Chucker, good job. Thank you for bringing us Psycho again. 59 past the hour.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.